Vivaldi's Four Seasons, performed and reinvented here in the Royal Albert Hall by Nigel Kennedy with the Palestine Strings and members of the Orchestra of Life. The orchestra leader was Lizzie Ball. Nigel Kennedy going round thanking individual players, Lizzie Ball and the principal cello, Beata Urbanek-Kalinowska, also from the Orchestra of Life. And the three Saad brothers, Mustafa, Omar and Randy, who we heard playing those Arabic maqams, and indeed in the case of Randy Saad also singing.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a bit facile to say it, but we all know from experience in this night of music tonight that given equality and getting rid of apartheid gives beautiful chance for amazing things to happen.
Nigel Kennedy getting the orchestra to their feet once more. It's an extraordinary music school, this. Nigel's going to speak again.
And amongst this amazingly gifted group of people, there's a new friend I've made, a wonderful young player, only 15 years old, and I'm going to ask him to play the slow movement of the Vivaldi A minor concerto for two violins. And this man, this boy, if you don't mind me saying, is Mustafa Saad.
Thank you.
Allegro movement of Vivaldi's A minor double concerto. Nigel Kennedy and 15-year-old Mustafa Saad, one of these three brothers from the Galilee who are in the Palestine Strings, members of the Palestine Strings. Very talented trio in this music school, which has these five centres in Ramallah, East Jerusalem, Bethlehem, Nablus and Gaza City. And their activities centre where they rehearse together is in Beit Zeit. Palestine National Orchestra, the Palestine Youth Orchestra, Children's Orchestra, Conservatoire Orchestra and the Palestine Strings. A huge number of different groups. Might be a bit more, I think.
Mustafa Saad, a name for the future, man, I tell you. So, good on you. I think we'll do one for the night, because we have something on our mind. Yeah, man. And this one's written for the collective, and it's called Fallen Forest. It's written by another famous composer that I love so much, called Nigel Kennedy.
Thank you.
Nigel Kennedy's Falling Forest, starring the three, you might say, continuo players through the evening. William Sincock at the piano, ex-Radio 3 New Generation artist, of course, Jaron Stavi bass, and Krzysztof Dziedzic percussion, members of the Orchestra of Light. And you can catch this concert, if you haven't heard all of it, of course, via the Radio 3 website the next week. It's being recorded for BBC 4 television. That'll be broadcast on Friday the 23rd of August at 7:30. Nigel bringing the members of the Orchestra of Life and the Palestine Strings to their feet. They're off back home tomorrow, and most of them are in the Palestine Youth Orchestra. They'll be playing, well, Dvorak tonight, Symphony of the New World, and some Wagner, and some new Arabic music under the baton of Sean Edwards, who's working a lot with them at the moment, and that's in about a week's time. Tomorrow promises to be another extraordinary day in the 2013 BBC Proms season. Every note live here on Radio 3. If anyone can make Mahler's Resurrection Symphony even more special, Marius Janssens with the Bavarian Radio Symphony Choir and Orchestra at 7 tomorrow evening. And anything can follow that, I suspect, late night Bath. That's just what we have with Sir John Eliot Gardner. But for now, from mind-blowing Vivaldi, plus from Nigel Kennedy, the Palestine Strings, Orchestra of Life, time for me to hand you on to Jonathan Swain in Broadcasting House. Waiting to host the rest of your Radio 3 evening. So follow that, Jonathan.
I'll do my best, Martin. Martin Handley there, the Royal Albert Hall. And just to mention, too, that Nigel Kennedy himself will be back for the last night of the Proms, playing, among other things, Vaughan Williams' The Lark Ascending. Well, all this exciting live music making has meant that we're running a little later than scheduled, and I apologise if you've been waiting for the start of our next programme. So without further ado, let's join it now. Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
Alfred Deller's version of Wayfaring Stranger, the guitarist there, Desmond Dupre. Now, at last, a new release from Anna Meredith, and it was so great to have her on the Radio 3 stage at Latitude last month. This is a follow-up to her debut EP, Black Prince Fury. It's out on the 19th of August, and from that is a track called Orlok, suitably sinister. We'll be right back. Well, this year marks the 70th birthday of ECM producer Manfred Eicher, and that's prompted a box set of six CDs with tracks from a huge variety of the label's output, from classics of ECM new series to forgotten gems and legendary jazz. That was Nils-Petter Molvær and Khmer, the title track from his famous 1998 album. And that followed on from Anna Meredith's Orlok. That's from her new album, which you can find out on the 19th of August. This is from an album first released in 1967, just re-released, Jerry Moore's Life is a Constant Journey. And this is The Ballad of Birmingham, written in memory of the bombing at an Alabama church in 1963.
Mother dear, may I go downtown instead of out to play and march the streets of Birmingham in a freedom march today. No, baby, no, you may not go, for the dogs are fierce and wild, and clubs and horses, guns and jails aren't good for a little child. Mother, I won't be alone. Other children will go with me and march the streets of Birmingham to make our people free. No, baby, the guns will fire, but you may go to church instead and sing in the children's combed and brushed her night dark hair and bathed rose petals sweet and drawn white gloves on small brown hands, white shoes on her. Her mother smiled to know her child was in that sacred place, but that smile was the last smile to come to her face. For when she heard the explosion, her eyes grew wet and wild. She raced through the streets of Birmingham, yelling for her child. She dug in bits of glass and brick, then pulled out a shoe. Oh, here's the shoe my baby wore, but a baby, where are you?
Jerry Moore's Ballad of Birmingham from the album Life is a Constant Journey Home, just re-released. And with that, already it's nearly time for me to go. Tomorrow in World on Three, it's a live programme featuring the UK folk group The Young Uns. And join Jez Nelson on Monday for Jazz on Three. Fred Frith, John Edwards and Mark Sanders. That's quite a trio. Max will be here with Late Junction from Edinburgh next week. And I'm going to end this week of Late Junction with another reworking by David Jackson of Van de Graaff Generator fame and organist Marco Lomuccio from the excellent album Playing the History, which I played you part of last week. This is a really good way to end, I think. Their transcription of Pink Floyd's The Great Gig in the Sky. Good night.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome again to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. A Mozart string quartet and a Schubert symphony await in the second hour, but first, as part of the BBC's piano season, an all Beethoven recital that Jonathan Biss gave a couple of years ago at the Wigmore Hall. Two sonatas frame the six bagatelles that proved to be his farewell to the piano. An early sonata first, marking one of Beethoven's first forays into a key that was always dramatic for him. Opus 10, number 1, is in C minor, and as so often, the slow movement diverges into one of the softer and gentler of the neighbouring key areas, A flat major. But nervous energy is the order of the day in the outer movements.
Thank you.
Beethoven already warming up for his Fifth Symphony in the finale of his Sonata in C minor, Opus 10, No. 1. The symphony's fate motif even makes a surreptitious appearance a decade ahead of schedule. On the manuscript of the six pieces that Jonathan Biss is playing next, Beethoven called them Kleinigkeiten, or trifles, but they were published as bagatelles. Either way, they were clearly a bit of light relief for Beethoven after his work on the Ninth Symphony.